Yeah, that is Inhaler, and the band were announced this week as joining the lineup for Electric Picnic, which is taking place at the end of the month in Stradbally. Super excited for this year. The headliners, so on Friday we've got Hozier and Chapel Roan. Saturday is being headlined by Sam Fender and Fatboy Slim, and Sunday has Kings of Leon and Becky Hill. There's such a great lineup there. There's something for everyone. One of my favourite years at EP was 2 years ago. I went down on the Saturday just for the day, and I floated around, walked into random tents, walked through the woods. The atmosphere on the day is just incredible. So I'm very much looking forward to it. And Inhaler will absolutely be on my list of ones to watch. I saw a bit of their set at Glastonbury, and they're just incredible. Like, there's no denying that the lead singer, who happens to be Bono's son, has a phenomenal voice. And they seem to be very good at kind of getting the crowd on side. I was talking to Tom Dunn about this actually during the week in the context of Oasis, but the era of the front man or the front woman, like that real showmanship, it's not dead. And I feel like at the moment, it's really, really strong. You've got some brilliant acts like Fontaine's DC. Their lead singer is just a born performer. We had C-Mat playing it all together now last weekend. She's another performer who just dominates the stage when she's on it. So, yeah, you might be able to tell I'm very much in my music buzz at this moment in time. But aside from the music side of things, I'm also very, very excited by the world of travel. We saw earlier this week, and I was chatting to Pat Kenny about it, Ryanair is doing away with the physical boarding passes as a whole from the end of this year. So come November this year, you won't be able to get on the plane unless you have your boarding pass on your phone, be that through the Ryanair app or added to your wallet. Now, I flew Ryanair when I was in the UK. Was it last week I was in the UK? Yes. I flew Ryanair. Their app is great. Now, I had the absolute fear over the baggage and getting my case taken and all the rest. That didn't happen, thankfully. But you have to give them kudos. Their app is fantastic. You can check in, you can get your fast track pass or whatever it's called. You get real-time updates in terms of your gate. I was able to buy a coffee for the plane from the gate, so you can pre-order your food and snacks if you want. And it just makes the entire process that bit more seamless. And then, so coming back to the office after my trip, I noticed an email, a press release about Aer Lingus, because they've given their app a bit of a facelift. They have transformed how it works, how it looks, how it operates, what you can get from it. Regular listeners to this show and indeed News Talk will know that I'm a huge fan of the Air Club program. It's one of the few loyalty programs that I feel actually gives you rewards. So all about that. And I'm delighted to say that Suzanne Carberry, who is the Chief Customer Officer at Aer Lingus, is with me now to tell me a little bit more about it. Suzanne, it's great to talk to you. Just tell me what has changed with the Aer Lingus app if somebody downloads it for the first time or updates it on their phone.
So when you log in now, what you're seeing really is the outcome of a multi-year digital transformation that we're taking at Aer Lingus in order to make travel even easier for all of our customers. What really stands out when you log in today that looks different to what it did in the past is things around the live flight status. So what's happening with your flight? What's the gate that it's going through? What's the boarding status? What's that latest information that you really care about when you're at the airport? We've also added things like wayfinding support. So how do you make your way through Dublin Airport? How do you get to the relevant gate that you want to be at? And we're starting to roll that out for JFK as well. And we've completely redesigned our home screen. And the whole intent here is that we've listened to our customers. We've worked with our research panel of over 1,300 Aer Lingus customers and understood when they're traveling, what's important to them, what's the information that they want at their fingertips. And that's come to life now through our home screen. But also then when you're getting ready for travel. So when customers have a booking and they go into My Trips on the Aer Lingus app, they'll see some of the information that's relevant to their upcoming travel. What's their baggage allowance? What options might be available around seat selection? Really, it's the kind of early, easy go-to travel assistance to get ready for travel.
And one thing, and I remember talking about this, I think it was when I was with Kieran in the US earlier this year. We flew Aer Lingus, and even at that stage, being able to get the information that we could get via the app, it felt like you were being brought closer. There was less stress, less panic. The Dublin Airport app, as I mentioned at the time, is very useful too. But just take us behind the scenes a little bit. You mentioned that this is a multi-year project. We just see the benefit of it. We get the information and it's great. But I'm sure there's an awful lot of logistics and technical work in the background to get your various systems to talk to each other to give me the information I need to get to my gate.
Absolutely. I mean, what it is really about is listening to customers and understanding what are their needs, what's really, really important to them at a very granular level, depending on where they are in their journey. It might be 3 days out from travel, it might be when they're actually sitting in the airport. And then it's really getting in and understanding what are those kind of stress moments. Airports can be busy places and they're constantly changing and they're moving. So what are the things that customers want to know when they're moving their way through the airport? It might be, how do I get to my gate? It might be, where is my flight? It might be, when is my flight going to start boarding? And indeed, we've recently introduced boarding groups on our short haul network. So even making customers more aware of when they're going to be boarding. So really what we're trying to do is to create that travel assistant that sits in your hands, that's useful to you wherever you are in the network, to really add value to your overall Aer Lingus journey.
You mentioned, for example, the pathway or the finder around JFK. From an infrastructure point of view, a technological infrastructure point of view, how much collaboration and cooperation was required to get that information to, again, just feed it to the customer in a few taps on the app?
Absolutely. You have to look to all of your partners. Obviously, we've partners here in Dublin who we work really closely with. JFK is a massive airport for us, but some of the airports wouldn't be as big. We wouldn't be as such a big operator there. It's really working with them to understand what do they have available? When's it coming online? How can we begin to integrate it? Our customers are already holding our app because likely they've checked in via the app before they even got to the airport. So now that they have it, what more information can we make available to them? And if the airport don't have that available, where else might we be able to source it? So it's a very high collaboration event where you have to sit in, understand what's going to be important to a customer, what can the airports give us, what can other third parties give us, and how can we make that available in a really, really customer friendly way.
Is the information that users put into the app beneficial to Aer Lingus? So for example, if I check in via the app, you guys know in all likelihood I'm going to show up to the airport, so there's not going to be a vacant seat, or you might be able to plan in terms of baggage and all the rest. Is that of benefit in terms of your own operational efficiencies?
Absolutely. I mean, we try to gather this information to be as ready as we can possibly be, same way that a customer is trying to get ready before they might actually be coming to check in to get to the airport. So the more information we can gather further out, from having the app, for example, it gives us a means to be able to communicate with a customer real time, a little bit better than you might be able to do if they didn't have that and we were relying on ground handling agents. So collecting all of that information, using it to assess what our flight loads might be, where there might be special meals required, where we might have customers transiting or connecting over Dublin, is really, really beneficial to us. And then it helps us build out what are those important products going to be going forward. As I said earlier, this is kind of a multi-year transformation strategy for us. So we're always looking at what's the next thing, what's the next feature we're going to start to launch. And when we sit back and listen to our customers and understand what's going to be important to them, we can reprioritize and pivot.
And talking of that pivot, as I mentioned, I was in Dublin Airport last week, and going through the airport, the change from when I was a kid going through, I always remember going on holidays with my mum and dad and all my siblings, and you just had the row of desks to go in, to check in, you handed over your ticket, your passport, you did your bag drop. That whole operation has changed dramatically thanks to technology. And the operation in T2 in Dublin in particular is incredibly efficient. Do you guys monitor the consumer sentiment and their experience with the touchscreens and also the staff that are on hand? Because you always do have staff floating around as well in the instance of a passport not being read correctly or someone having issues.
Absolutely. I mean, we take insights from feedback from our customers through multiple channels. We have surveys that will launch after travel. Our ground operations teams are constantly up there looking for verbatim, trying to understand where customers may be having issues or might be causing friction points for them when they're getting to the airport and how we can improve it. And even though T2 in Dublin is a really, really good bag drop experience, we're looking at making it even better. And we're going to be trialing some new express bag drop technology later on this month, which will make checking in baggage, getting through the airport even easier. And all of that technology is going to be linked back to our app. So again, trying to make it even simpler for our customers to know where to go and what to do. But customer insights and feedback is what drives everything that we try to do to make sure that it's adding value.
One thing that we were talking about on Tuesday's Pat Kenny show, because we mentioned that the app has had a bit of a makeover, and one thing that we were talking about is that not everybody is digitally literate or would be as comfortable or as confident in terms of using digital check-in and all the rest. How are you going about ensuring that no customer is left behind when they are traveling, whether it is a short haul or a long haul flight, that they're not feeling overwhelmed or stressed out by dealing with this technology?
Well, the first thing that we do is try to make sure that they're as prepared as they can possibly be. So we actually start customer communications as early as 30 days out before their flight to make them aware of the options that are going to be available to them. It might be about seat selection, it might be about baggage, it might be about check-in, it might be about their destination airport and how that's based in terms of gates and busing, etc. But what we do have here in Dublin in T2 is that we have customer-facing agents who are walking along all the self-service kiosks, helping people if they're struggling with any of it. But we also have another area of check-in that we allow people to go and to actually talk to an agent if they want that little bit of extra help. Now, that takes a little bit more time, which is why we encourage customers to use self-serve and we really help them along that journey. But we do have those human agents sitting there helping all of our customers if they really just want to see a face in order to hand over their bag.
One thing that I have spoken about numerous times, I'm always on the hunt for loyalty programs that actually pay off. There are some that are excellent, so Irish brand Sculpted by Amy, for example. I feel like that loyalty scheme and team really does pay off to be a member of. And Air Club is another one. Talk to me a little bit about that customer loyalty program, how it works. And how realistic is it that people get rewards? Because there's nothing more frustrating than scanning your club card or your loyalty card and never budging beyond tier one and never getting a perk.
And I suppose that is the beauty of Air Club and why we set it up. It's intended to be a reward program that rewards all members, regardless of how often they might travel. The way in which Air Club works is that you earn points on travel, but you can also earn them on everyday spend. Through some of our third parties, such as Booking.com, Avia, ASOS, Deliveroo, Brown Thomas, you start to build up those Avios balances. Those Avios balances then can translate into cash discounts on AerLingus.com, either off flights or off travel experiences. But the intent is, even if you only travel once or twice a year, you're building up something which is going to give you a real life cash saving. And already this year, we're seeing some of our green tier member, which is the entry level of Air Club, saving as much as €57 off a one-way flight.
Yeah, it is something that, again, during my glory years of travel, I think I got flights to Paris for next to nothing because I had built up the enough points. And it is that thing of tying it to other memberships. Like just the other day when I was in London, I bought a ridiculously priced little dog for my nephew. But I got points from Avios. I didn't even realize Hamleys was a partner. But just by tying with my card, I built up my points that way.
Absolutely. So we've partnered with so many household brands here in Ireland. We've also partnered with Uber, so they're a recent partnership. So just taking an Uber trip anywhere in Dublin can be building up those Avios points as you go. We also have Revolut. They're another partner that we launched late last year, and we have Air Credit Card. So simply using those cards or even using your own card through the Air Club e-store is what builds up those Avios balances. It gets you that cash discount off a flight. But if you secure enough Avios, so for example, 13,000 Avios would give you a one-way flight to New York. That includes baggage, all the stuff, seat selection, all the stuff that comes with it. But that gives you the ability to get something back out of the program. Obviously, you combine that then with our frequent flyers. As you work your way up through the tiers, that starts to make your day of travel a little bit easier. So that comes with things like fast track at certain airports, lounges, all the stuff that makes getting through an airport a little bit easier. But this is for the people who are flying regularly. And we really mean it. Air Club is a program that rewards all members, regardless of whether they travel 12 times a year or once.
Has the customer experience or expectation, sorry, has the customer expectation changed over the last few years? Because one thing I've noted is we've become so used to having good experiences. So say, for example, you want to sit down and watch some telly, but there's nothing on terrestrial TV, so you can open five or six different entertainment apps. You're always entertained. We expect that level of option, opportunity, and service right across the board now. Is that something that you're seeing in the airline space as well? Has the expectation gone up a notch in recent years?
I think it has with anything that does with digital interactions, and everything we do across an airline, whether it's getting ready for travel or it's actually on day of travel or it's on board, digital is feeding more into it. And that's where our app really becomes center of it. How do we use this as an opportunity to make that digital travel much, much easier? Whether it's having your Air Club card ready to get through fast track, whether it's a very easy earn of Avios points by your number just being there and it being available, or whether it's knowing that your flight has changed in terms of gate number or whatever it might be. So digital has really set the expectation for everyone across the industry and up to the antes for all.
Great stuff. Well, the app, it has that makeover. Go, if you don't have it on your phone now, it's available on both iOS and Android. And again, I say it all the time, but if you're not an Air Club member, sign up. Even if you never progress through the tiers, build up those Avios points and avail of the rewards. Suzanne, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Newstalk.
Thank you, Jess.